T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, nearing the end of the Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. It's never complete until we get to a little OTD. It's brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents. They are your equipment rental headquarters. When you need rent, go to Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. Tools that work at Superior Rents. It happened on this day in sports history, July 20th, OTD. Jacob, back in 1858. I found this one interesting. In 1858, they charged for the first time ever a fee to get into a pro baseball game. It was between Brooklyn and New York. New York won the game, in case you're keeping score at home, 22-18. But they charged 50 cents back in 1858 to get into a baseball game. And I did the math on it. That's worth about $16.58 today. That seems kind of expensive to go to a baseball game back in 1858.
Yeah, it seems high. I'd have to do a cost. I'd have to do like a cost analysis calculator thing to see what that would be in
dollars. They have cold beer available for the paying masses in 1858, because I'm not sure I'm going to a baseball game. I don't think I'm going to a baseball game if I'm not assured of some cold grog.
Yes, Prohibition was well later, as I looked that up.
Yes, it was,
clearly,
right?
My history is not good. Yes. Yeah, I bet you could get a beer at the game.
I bet you would think, right? I mean, I would think that they would probably have a beer available. It just seems expensive to me. Going 100 years later, 1958, Jim Bunning no-hit the Boston Red Sox 3-0. Jim Bunning was a Hall of Fame pitcher, mainly with the Philadelphia Phillies, but the Tigers as well, but was also a longtime congressman and then senator as a Republican from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So when you think Jim Bunning, do you think more of him as a politician or as a Hall of Fame baseball pitcher? I'm going with baseball for me. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, because he's a Hall of Famer, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did great things for, the state of Kentucky. But, you know, not everybody's a Hall of Famer. 1973, Wilbur Wood, knuckleballer extraordinaire, wasn't particularly extraordinary for the Chicago White Sox on this day, as he starts and loses both ends of a doubleheader against the Yankees. He's the last pitcher to start both ends of a doubleheader in Major League Baseball. Happened on this day in 1973. And then, saving the best for the last, in 1976, Henry Aaron hit his 755th and final home run for the then Milwaukee Brewers off Dick Drago and the Angels, and thus ended the home run hitting career of Henry Aaron. So, do you consider Bonds or Aaron? Now, I know that Bonds hit more home runs, but who do you consider the greatest home run hitter of all time?
Ooh, man.
Because you got Ruth, you got Aaron, and I think you've got
Babe
Bonds.
Babe Ruth.
Think Babe Ruth, yeah. I think so, too,
Aaron, and I don't... God, I'd really, really have to study that. I wouldn't say Bonds. I would not say Bonds.
I wouldn't either.
Because of everything that... I mean, he became such a better home run hitter after the alleged use of the, you know, of the steroids or whatever. Aaron's was such about longevity, which I think is important. I think the... I don't know. I don't know that. And I don't know that it's any of those three. I'd really have to look.
I would think that it would be Babe Ruth. And those are the three that I probably think of. Ruth, Aaron, and Bonds. I think Ruth benefits from the time. The fact of the matter is that they built a stadium that accentuated his prowess as a left-handed hitter in Yankee Stadium, that to this day, the right field porch in Yankee Stadium is still as inviting as any in Major League Baseball. But he was the guy that popularized the home run for what it became.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
trying to think modern, Pujols would be in the conversation. Think about a guy like Ken Griffey. If he wouldn't have ever got hurt, how many would he have?
Yeah. Well, you're
Ken
right.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes. Well, think of Ted Williams. Would have probably hit over 600 if he hadn't spent so much time in the service, for instance. I don't know. It's an interesting, the home run and who is synonymous with it is always an interesting discussion, but certainly those three, and a tip of the hat to Henry Aaron for number 755. On this day in 1976, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, we'll get you ready for the rest of the day when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.